This is CliffCentral.com.
Okay, I know Rich Mulholland is on the line with his reality check for today. So let's not mess around. Rich, good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm fantastic. How are you guys?
Very good. All right, I'm going to play some bagpipes just so you know you're on. What's happening, Rich?
Well, so I want to rant a little bit this morning.
Go for
it. But it's not about like anything big or political or... I heard you guys talk about cutting guys' dicks off earlier. I feel like my topic feels very small compared to that, mm-hmm. but it pisses me off.
Go for
it. I want to talk traffic circles.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, so you're driving up to a traffic circle, like a proper traffic circle, not one of those mini circles, mm-hmm. and you're going left. Which way do you indicate?
Left.
There we go. Okay, cool. You drive up to a traffic circle and you're going straight. Which way do you indicate?
You don't.
I don't know, actually.
Okay, then you're wrong. Oh. Okay, so here's the thing, guys. You're driving up to a traffic circle. Essentially, a traffic circle is like a one-way road that you're merging with. So if you imagine you were coming off a freeway off-ramp and you were merging with a highway, mm-hmm. and you were going in a straight direction, technically a traffic circle is like a mini version of that that goes in a circle.
Okay.
And... For me, the thing is that, like, often, like, for example, people will drive up to a traffic circle. They'll be taking, say, the third exit, and they'll indicate right. Mm-hmm. And they'll keep that indicator on the whole way around. But if I'm sitting on the third circle, on the third road, waiting to get out, I have no idea where they entered from.
Right.
So I don't know what indicating right means. The most important thing, and anything beyond, like, 12 o'clock midday, you're technically supposed to indicate to the right and then indicate to the left. But for the most part, the most important bit of indicating on a traffic circle is when you exit.
Yeah.
So as you're coming up to the one you're exiting, even if it's straight ahead of you, you indicate left so people know that you're turning. That shit kills me.
I'm so confused because on
nobody
top of that,
indicates in a circle, though.
Rich, with that as well, who gets right of way in the innermost lane?
Okay, so if you're turning, let's say a traffic circle is like a clock. If you're going straight, so 12 o'clock or 3 o'clock, when you come up to the circle, you would technically what you'd want to do is theoretically you want to indicate right, and then you want to go straight into the second lane. You would obviously, as always, give way to anybody in the inner lane or the outer lane that's in there. So you always have to give way to anybody already on the street.
Right.
You're merging with somebody else's road.
Yes.
So you never have right of way for anything. A traffic circle is not a four-way stop. And that's another thing that gets me. Obviously, those small little mini circles, those tiny little things are basically like a dot written on the road.
Yes.
But technically, the rule still applies. Like whoever crosses the line first is technically got right of way. And in South Africa, that means that we follow the kind of four-way stop rules.
Okay.
And there, by the way, if you were turning right, I would expect you to indicate right because it looks like a bloody street and everyone can see what you're doing. But yeah, the idea is that you, if you were going to technically 12 o'clock or 3 o'clock, you would get into the inner circle. Mm-hmm. You would pass the first one on the left and you would indicate to the left and you would take the second one out on the – on
the left-hand side.
So you would take the rightmost of the left-hand exit.
This is complicated to describe without visuals, but I know what you mean. You know, the problem is that a lot of people, first of all, I know people who just go straight through those circles. They don't indicate, they don't wait, they make sure that they go through first. We have people who are in a huge hurry, obviously, and they're very important people because they don't care about anyone else in that circle. Those people are
right,
a problem.
Right, the system is designed for them. The whole system is designed so people can actually stop less. The problem is it doesn't work. If I don't know, if I think because I have to give way to somebody in the circle, if I don't know when they're leaving, I don't know when I can enter. So if I knew that you'd indicated left because you were about to take the off-ramp, that means you were about to turn left next to my car.
Right,
then I know that I have no problem entering the traffic circle because you're leaving it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we keep things flowing. However, if you're not indicating, I'm not sure if you're going to take my exit. So I'm going to assume that you're still staying in for now until such time as you indicate before the one that you're leaving.
I saw a guy yesterday who went round the whole circle twice. For no good reason. I don't know what. Maybe he wasn't sure which one to take, or I don't know what he was doing.
Maybe he didn't know where he was going, and then he was like, "Wait a minute, was I supposed to take? Oh no, you're supposed to take that. No, I was supposed to take that exit."
Yeah, so he just kept going.
And it's my favorite thing to do when I'm lost. Traffic circles make me very happy because you can buy time just going around in circles, and then every single time, I don't care. I'm 43 years old. I still giggle like a schoolboy. If you can make a full lap of a traffic circle, you're like. It always feels good.
Yeah, you're right.
May I slowly raise my hand?
Yes.
And
yes.
First admit, if I get to a traffic circle and I'm confused as to when I go in or who came first, I just wait up until the person behind me hoots. Then I'm like, it's my time to go. And Gareth, yes, I'm that sort of person who goes round and around and around in a circle. If, for example, I'm in the innermost lane and I need to leave, so I'll just go around up until the lane to my left is free, then I can exit. It's horrible. It's
you are
wrong.
The reason
I know,
that I phoned in this morning.
You are such a problem. But you know the other problem is that I don't know whether a lot of us are entirely aware, and I include myself in this, of how some of these things work. You know, you do your driver's license once, so maybe you learn these things, and maybe you pass with like an 80% or whatever. And the part about how to behave at a traffic circle, you forget later on. You don't remember all of that stuff. I wonder how many people even know what to do at a stop street. Because at a stop street, here's the rule, right? And correct me where I'm wrong, anybody. You get to a stop street. If you're the first one at the stop street, you get to go first. Mm.
First to stop, first to leave.
Yeah, that sounds
right. Is that how it works, Rich?
Well, unless or that how it works at a four-way stop.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But obviously, if you're entering a road that doesn't have a stop, you wait there until there's a gap.
Correct. Otherwise, you'll be T-boned.
So then with
you know, we're like the only country in the world that uses that four-way stop idea.
Really?
Yeah, like it's when we first moved here from the UK, it was very, very confusing. Like my parents had never seen anything like this in their life. For the most part, I mean, I think maybe some places in the States, but for the most part, people try to use either like roads will just merge in with each other, or they'll use traffic circles or traffic lights.
So four-way
stop. I think the system actually works quite well. It's one way that all South Africans seem to understand, or most.
You were going to say, Mavs?
No, I was going to say, with the circle, as you arrive, you're supposed to yield, right? And then you give way to cars coming from your right-hand side that are already in the circle.
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
And you indicate left if you're going to take the very next exit. And if you're taking the 12 o'clock or the 3 o'clock, you indicate right and then left.
Correct. Okay. And then the one thing is that sometimes people think that because they have to give way to somebody on the right that's already in the circle, that doesn't mean that they have to be allowed to finish the full circle. The expectation is that there are allowed to be a bunch of cars in there at the same time. So if he's not going to hit you, get in there.
Right.
Get in there.
You know what's terrifying to me?
Yeah, like we've got to merge.
Yeah, I get you talking about merging and on the highway. I hate being between two huge big trucks. That's the worst place to be on a highway.
Especially on a motorbike.
Oh, man, it must be terrifying on a motorbike, right?
You go through that little gap, and I always just think, shit, because remember, in my case, I'll be riding between them, but in the middle of the lane. Oh. So there's not even a lane between us.
Oh, wow. That's very tight.
You could technically high-five both the trucks. And I always think, geez, just please, one of them, don't be sending a tweet.
Oh, my God.
You know, as you go through, it's quite nerve-wracking.
Yo. All right. Well, I do agree with you. These are the little things that upset us on a daily basis. So thanks for bringing it up. Now, at least some of us have learned something. There must be a couple of us, at least, who did not indicate. Thanks, Rich.
Right, guys, take it easy. Bye.
There we go. Rich, you know, sometimes he brings up the really important, heavy stuff, and sometimes he brings up little things that affect everybody. There we go.
This is CliffCentral.com.